Test 64, Section 3, Question 12. And here, we're looking for an assumption. And it says, some gardening books published by Garden Path Press recommend tilling the soil and adding compost before starting a new garden on a site. So some of them say, till the soil, add compost. But they don't explain the difference between hot and cold composting. So they don't explain the difference between the two. Since any gardening book that recommends adding compost is flawed if it does not explain at least the basics of composting, so it's flawed if it doesn't explain the basics, some books by Garden Path published by Garden Path are flawed, so they're flawed. Now, here, the conclusion is the books are flawed. And what we have as far as evidence is it's flawed if it doesn't explain the basics. And we know that these books don't explain the difference between hot and cold composting. Now, obviously, the gap here is that what we're assuming is that the differences between hot and cold composting are part of the basics of composting. So we do have to assume that. And so that's what we would kind of look for as an assumption. That's what I would be on the lookout for. So A, some gardening books that recommend tilling the soil and adding compost before starting a new garden are not flawed. Well, we aren't really assuming that some are not flawed, just that some are. Gardeners should not add compost to the soil unless they have a thorough understanding of composting. Well, we don't have to assume that they shouldn't add it unless they have a thorough one. They just need to know that at least the basics, or the book needs to explain the basics if it's going to recommend composting. An explanation of the basics of composting must include an explanation of the difference between hot and cold composting. Well, that's exactly what we said. We said that we need to make it so that the lack of hot and cold does affect the explanation of the basics. And so C is great. Everyone who understands the difference between hot and cold understands at least the basics. The problem with this is about people who understand it, not about whether or not an explanation of it includes those. And we don't have to assume everyone who understands. That's too strong. And then no gardening book that includes an explanation of at least the basics is flawed. No, because there could be other reasons why it's flawed. And so therefore, answer choice C is definitely our correct one.